Doot, doot, doot. It's the internet today. Doot, doot, doot. That's not going to become a thing. Don't worry. Hi, my name is Brandon Bickley. You're listening to the internet today. The show where I find the best things on the internet so you don't have to. Today's a weird day. There's some really weird shit on the internet today. More than once, while looking around at my secret sources that I bop around on throughout the day, I literally said out loud, "What the fuck is this?" Because, man, let's just get into it. This first one, totally batshit. All right, are you ready for this headline? I wasn't. Here it is. From CBC.ca comes this headline. Human toe stole from Dawson City bar. This is just one of two stories coming out of Canada today. There's a bar in Canada that's known for what they call the sour toe cocktail. And let me say right up front that this is the kind of thing that makes me happy that Anchor is an audio-only platform. I'm gonna include the link, the reference to this article so you can check it out. Just know ahead of time, not safe for life content, like really horrific shit in here. So this drink called the sour toe cocktail, it is literally just a shot of whiskey with a real ass human toe in the shot. And what you're supposed to do is drink the shot and let the toe touch your lips. That is a thing. That is a thing that people have decided they want to do. And that is a thing that people pay for the privilege of doing, which is crazy. You might think to yourself, you know, horrific situation. What if I accidentally swallowed the toe? Well, until 2013, there was a fine for swallowing the toe, which was $500, until someone actually did it. They did it, and then they paid the $500. They're like, whoops, this is a real thing, and people will actually pay this amount of money. So now the fine is $2,500. That said, over the weekend, the toe was stolen. Someone stole the toe. Listen to this quote. This is a real quote from someone who works at this bar. Quote, "This was our new toe, and it was a really good one. We just started using it this weekend. Toes are hard to come by." Look, I'm not gonna try and explain this. I'm not gonna try and really dig any deeper into it. There's no way in which this story makes any logical sense at all. Hotel bar decides to sell a drink where you're supposed to have a human toe in it and it's supposed to touch your lips. Weird. There's a person who works at the bar named the Toe Captain who is in charge of this toe. I'm not making this up. Someone decided to steal the toe. Someone has drank a human toe before and paid $500 for the privilege. None of this makes sense, but it is all real, and that is easily the weirdest thing I saw on the internet today. Easily. And probably will be the weirdest thing I see on the internet, like, all week, all month, maybe 2017. Anyway, again, audio social network. You don't have to worry about seeing this toe, but hey, if you're curious, links in the segment. Check it out. I'm gonna make this quick. Here's your second news story coming out of Canada for today. They removed three laws that were outlawing three specific things. One of them, dueling. Another one, fortune telling. And the third one, witchcraft. If you are a practicing witch or wizard, Canada is now a safe place for you to practice. Now that said, that doesn't mean you can go out and duel someone in the street. There are still laws preventing murder. So like, that's not gonna work. But the laws were put in place at a time when dueling was kind of a thing. And the witchcraft and fortune-telling ones, kind of the same. People thought that witchcraft was a big deal, so they made a law outlawing it. A lot of people were pretending to tell fortunes and stealing a lot of money, so they got rid of that. So it's not really about saying, okay, witchcraft and dueling and fortune-telling are legal now, but more like, you know, there's a redundancy in the murder dueling thing. Witchcraft isn't a thing that we know of. And when it comes to giving your money to a fortune-teller, make your own choices, you know?